Hello there. Welcome back to the Love More Daily. Daily what? Daily journal. Also a way of talking to oneself. Hence, I'm going to be using the first person, I. So when you listen, you interpret it as your I, you. Very rarely will I use you to refer to anyone. So you see what happens here is, this is our internal dialogue. This is our voice, yours and mine. And my little puppy is trying to chew on my journal book over here. Peaches, sit down. Sit down. And I have some very exciting things to share. Because it's been over 3 years and I haven't done anything about my podcast. The revival of coming back and sharing is very, very auspicious to me. Because it comes out of having grown a lot in the last 3 years. In fact, I would say I've just come right home. I've come right home and I don't think I did it. That's the funny part of it, right? I didn't do it. It happened. Like everything happens, it happened. And I was able to watch it, participate and engage in it and facilitate it and collaborate with it and allow it to take me home. We all want to go home. And then we find we are actually home. But how do we stay there? Some of us just can't find our way back home. Some of us want to go and we don't know how. Sit, baby. Take this. Ah, good girl. So she's going to chew on a spoon. That's my dessert spoon. I just had some yogurt and mangoes. And the mango season is about to begin. And that's why it's auspicious. So you see, and this you is me talking to myself, right? What we need, what I need, is to listen to myself. Listen empathically. Listen with an open heart. Listen to all the things that are going on. Listen to whatever is coming alive in me. This self-connection is what we all crave for. And when I give it to myself, I'm able to then give it, watch it being given through me to others, my family, my friends, my colleagues, the world at large. And you will have to bear with my little puppy playing with this spoon. So the raw and realness of it, it's making me real. Making me into the person I am constantly, dynamically. Keeping all the projections and demands at bay, or not even at bay, I would say keeping them integrated, attended to, accepted, and just watch them fall away, move away, if they do, or turn into something amazing and take over and go flow with it. And there's so much that has happened in the last 3 years that I will need at least 5 different podcasts to narrate every bit in very, very life-altering, dramatic, tragic, comic, full of life. So I want to recap that here today before I journey further. And I think I need to take that spoon away. I think I must. Give me a moment. You have the other toy. And here we are. So welcome to the daily Love More. One of the most beautiful things I've experienced in the last few days and the changing of the season from winter to summer in this part of the world is a simple walk. I was just taking a walk and suddenly something happened. I know why that happened, and I'll try my best to explain that to you. Something happened and the space kind of opened up and became a dimension. Oh, it was already a dimension and it showed itself to me in that casual evening walk in my regular spot. And then suddenly I felt like I'm walking in my inner universe. I'm walking with my inner universe. Everything was just perfectly where it was supposed to be. You know, maybe I intentionally asked for it. Maybe I was definitely in a desperate mental state and was searching for like that place again where I can just rest easy. The challenges, expectations, demands, I just wanted to rest easy within all of that turmoil. And by now, we all know we don't buy all that motivational thing, and all that doesn't work. Just meeting whatever is coming at you with all of your humanity is all that counts, is all that matters. And I don't think I can complete this podcast because this puppy has suddenly become super active and super, super, super naughty. She's just about 3 months old and she has these episodes of great energy and almost goes crazy, like wild. The wildness in her comes alive and it's so beautiful to watch that. But it's a bit scary because she's a puppy and she wants to bite you. And now we've offered her the corner of a pillow and she's happily chewing on that, but I don't know for how long. So that's going to be the nature of all these podcasts, is the insights, the stories of what happened from those challenges or encounters or interactions or events, and what did I do in that situation? How did I deal with it? So I want to tell you everything. I want to tell myself everything. I want to hear myself say this out loud and even put it in this witness space of the uncertain of the world. That's what this podcast means to me, is that I'm putting it out there into the world. Essentially, I'm the lab rat. And all these experiments have borne some kind of result, some kind of, it's taken a form, a shape. It's fortified me, it's empowered me, it's done something amazing. And I'm investigating and constantly engaging with it, more or less like a scientist, looking deeply, acutely, wondering, how else do I engage, collaborate with this life, this unknown, uncertain life that comes at you every single day? And some days you're lucky enough to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm coming at you now. I'm going to ride you. We're going to travel this together. So there's so much that has to be accounted for and narrated as a lab rat to another lab rat, as a part of the whole, that we all are in this together. And from my end, this is what my research brings, from what I have experienced of life. And I want to get into the details of like what happened when, and then what happened, and then what happened, you know. So I was telling you about today, I'm going to only talk about these two things. That walk was phenomenal. It suddenly opened up because I was carrying within me a turmoil. Like I had resistances that I don't want to do things like take up a job, you know, in this financial difficulties of the pandemic and the needs weighing heavily on you. And I didn't want to do the traditional thing. And my mind was trying to look for options, whereas my heart was saying there is no need to look for any option. It's just be, just go to the next moment, choose the most joyful and light and easy next bit, and let it reveal itself to you. But you know, when you're in that crux and the eye of the storm, it's very difficult to let go. And so I was not letting go, but I didn't know how to let go, right? And so I was just being with it, walking with it, feeling terrible, having headaches, overthinking, trying to calm my mind down and do some yoga and some meditation, and it's not working really. And so it went on, and then I just went down for a walk. I don't know what was I thinking then, but it suddenly opened up and changed the whole space, the trees around me, the pavement below my feet, the lights of the evening, everything just suddenly represented itself as a dimension. No feelings changed. It still felt very ordinary, but it's definitely had this quality of otherness, which is hard to describe. And that's it. In that space, it's like, this is your dimension, this is your universe, you're walking in your universe. And quickly, like the curious little child that I am, I began to look like, oh, in my universe, what's the darkness, what's the hitch, what's the difficulty here? Let me look for it. Maybe there's a cobweb somewhere, maybe there is a unattended boulder which needs to be moved, maybe there's a secret cave, I've hidden something. I'm looking around with this inner eye. I was just walking and sniffing like a dog and looking around and looking for that spot, and I found none. And while I was in that moment of saying, like, really, there isn't any, how can that be possible, come on, there has to be something, after all, I'm just a human being, a mortal, and like, it wasn't there. And suddenly reminded me of the same experience I had somewhere about 10 years ago, in a very strange recollection, that I had the same experience up in the mountains. The dimension opened up and I was dancing, literally dancing in those mountains, in the hills, with the grass all around me, tall grass up to my shoulders, and I was dancing, and I found a hitch at that time. I found a block, I found a black hole which I had to clean up, take it up, do something with it, sing to it, transform it. It was there, but this time there was none. And instantly I remembered a week back when I visited a friend's home and she brought out some Chinese tea in Chinese tea cups and said, why don't you sit down and we will do a tea reading. And I was excited, we do tea reading just for the kicks of it, just for fun. And her cup revealed some really nice tea patterns and she interpreted beautifully, and I was like a little baby, little child, excited, and I inverted my cup and all of it just came out. There was nothing in the cup. And I'm like, my cup has nothing, there's no pattern, no leaves, no story. She's like, you're lucky. I said, yeah, I guess I'm lucky, but isn't that boring? So it reminded me of that. And then I shared that experience with a very dear friend. We only talk over WhatsApp. We have never met, but we're so connected. And I shared that with her. And she said, the minute you shared it with me, I could feel my universe. And I would sit in it. Just feel it. The key is feeling it. You can't see it, but when you can feel it, then the feeling comes into this three-dimensional world and changes the space around and turns it into that world. You know, this is kind of an anomaly of the mind of nature, but that's what human existence is. It's so interwoven with the dream world, with the magical world, with the literature of the mind, literature of the senses, poetry of the heart. It's everywhere. And the point of this investigation for me is, how do you stay in it? consistently while remaining just human. Now, I guess you could stain it if you were just going to paint all the time, but then you'll have to get up one day and say, oh, okay, how do I get my finances in place if I'm just going to paint? And then maybe you get worried, and then you get exasperated, and then you descend back into the 3D. So everybody, I'm sure, does it in a different way. So I'm looking for the path of least resistance in a transferable way. How can I probably inspire that in others? That just by simply remaining who you are every single day, as now seasons change, you change, and you're watching that change, and you're able to remain that at home, true to yourself, engaged, alive, nothing broken, always resurrected, always whole, even while you're breaking, you're actually whole, the river beneath the river. And so that experience, when I shared it with a friend and how it translated for her, and she could feel her inner universe and how beautiful it is to be able to just rest and relax, knowing and feeling that you have this access because one had it, and it's so transferable just by telling the story. So all these podcasts, I'm hoping and I'm certain there's so many stories I want to say from my life, from the experience, the experiment, I would call it the experiment of living, right? Because it's in a sense, if it remains an experiment, then it feels really alive, and that's life, that real life. The minute it becomes something like, oh, I call myself an artist, or I call myself, even calling myself a podcaster isn't true. But to say on this journey, the lab rat, the guinea pig, has discovered so-and-so and is putting it out there to compare and share notes with others around the world, and if that makes a difference. Above all, I think every day we just want to listen to our own voices like this, like normal, raw, real, ramble, just the heart talk. And if I can listen to this on days when I have nothing to say, I'm listening to myself recorded somewhere, then I remember who I am, especially on days which are very challenging. Then it's my own voice that will bring me back home. And then I find all our voices so similar because we all are looking for the same thing. So yeah, I may border on something spiritual sounding, but I would call it really being real. Really being real. Yeah, that sounds good. Being real, staying real, becoming real, just being. And discuss everything. I want to talk about that 2019 trip to UK and how I was nearly homeless, nearly got my son abducted by my own ex-husband, and what that really meant to me. What did it really do to all of us? What went into the traumatic experiences, but yet upheld the spirit? And not only that, it resurrected and sort of strengthened the life and really changed my reality. The place where I live, what work I did, who I was, what I became, my health, my relationships, it affected every single thing. In a sense, I was willing to die and I surrendered to that death. And I'm concerned about how it affected others. So in the telling of the story, I want to hear myself clearly in the loving space, or gentle, kind space of the heart, which is constantly only embracing everything and everyone. So with that, this episode for today comes to an end, my friends. And I hope you have a wonderful morning or evening or night, whichever, wherever you are. And let's always try to end, I like to end with a little song, because that gives me space to really breathe, really, really breathe. Of course, with the musical interlude by my little puppy. She's found a little plastic tray to play with. Dil dhoondta hai phir wahi fursat ki raat din. Dil dhoondta hai phir wahi fursat ki raat din. Baithe rahe tasavvure jana liye hue. Dil dhoondta hai phir wahi fursat ke raat din. Dil dhoondta hai phir wahi fursat ke raat din.